Brad. Dear Milton, I've known you for a long time, and I wish you all the success, health, and happiness for many more years.
Okay, honey, I got a little problem for you. For 20 years, you've lived your ear. You're so good at it, you've got no beer. Your guests ran the gamut from interesting dolls to weird. And I'm sure some of the callers make you cringe with fear. But you've handled it all with style and finesse. So believe me, I'll bet you when I say, honey, you're the best.
This is Milton. Again, they're turning my head with these compliments. But I suppose it'll all change tomorrow, and I'll go back to my regular work, taking out the garbage at home. And I'm joined now by a dear friend, Mr. Crusade for Children, and the man who epitomized the best of WHS for so many years, Jim Walton. How are you, James?
Fine, Milton, and I won't turn your head. I promise.
You got a lot on me, don't forget. You know some bad things about me, probably.
I won't tell any of those. I'll just say congratulations, you persevered. And that's what it takes, doesn't it?
Well, I went through a couple of buildings with you. We moved from one place to another.
Right.
I've enjoyed being with you, Jim, all these years.
I will have to say that in addition to perseverance, it does take talent. And you have your share of that.
We've done a few programs together over the years.
Yes, and I'm curious whether some of your listeners, especially way out in radio land, are aware of the fact that you have done other things besides a talk show.
I don't know whether they do or not, but it seems as I look back that I've done about everything. Emptying cigarette ashtrays to...
That too. But I remember years when you were the sportsman on the sports doubleheader.
Right.
You remember that?
That's right, yes. Used to do the football scoreboard on Saturdays, too, that's right.
And I think most everyone knows that at Derby time, the whole station was busy, and you were always involved. In fact, you took over one of my jobs one year, I remember, in the garden.
Indeed.
And then, of course, nowadays, you still, you're on Millionaire's Row. You've moved up. You moved up from the garden.
You want to clarify that. That's my assignment, right? Not
yes,
my living, not my residence. What are you doing now?
Enjoying life thoroughly.
Are you selling real estate?
I'm selling real estate.
Are you doing well and making heaps of money?
Not necessarily. There are a lot of us in the field, you know, so it takes a little time to get started, but I'm thoroughly enjoying what I'm doing.
You're going to come back for the Crusade for Children, aren't you?
Milton, I don't know. It's up to the station.
It wouldn't be the same without you.
I'll come down and make sandwiches if they need somebody.
Oh, no, we need you. Thank you, Jimmy, very much. And you look darling in your tuxedo.
I wish I could say the same for you.
Same old James. Thank you very much. Jimmy Walton, this is Metz, and the time is 8:05. If it seems a little bit ingrained or self-serving, we are celebrating our 20th anniversary, and there are not many programs that survive that long, and mostly because, or primarily because, you have seen fit to support this program all this time. Joining me now at the microphone is one who is a frequent guest on our radio and TV programs and will be an honored guest next month, as a matter of fact, and that's the well-known humorist and one of the stars of the Hee Haw Show, and that's my friend Grady Nutt.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you doing? Happy birthday.
Well, I'm a little warm at the moment.
I bet you
I don't
know
whether
too.
It's psychological or the building.
Well, this was formal, so I wore my velvet underwear, and I'm just burning up, really.
Well, then it's not just the excitement of the time. Right?
Well, it's partly the excitement of the time. The dips are super.
Wait a minute. Velvet underwear?
Velvet underwear, yes.
That slipped by me a little bit there, you know.
And it wouldn't be so bad, but it's long, you know.
But it's classy, Grady.
Yeah, but tucking it in my wool socks was the tough part. You know, it keeps
And you're wearing a up. Hair shirt, I suppose.
That's right. Hair suit, hair shirt.
Well, what's new? Where have you been, and who have you entertained? And what's it like doing Hee Haw on the network?
Well, it's an incredible experience, Milton. I don't guess there's any particularly big secret, but we do it all on videotape. They bring me in for one day. I sit down with the set. I'm with Junior Samples and Grandpa and Archie Campbell and all that herd, and we sit down in the circle in front of an old feed store, and they turn on the camera. I produce all my own material. Nobody tries to write for me. They simply say, do your thing. There are 18 and a half comedy minutes on the show. They give me a minute and 15 seconds of that. No script, just do your thing. I sit and tell my stories my way, and they tape 13 segments of me all at one time, and then I go home. And then they feed it all into the show.
In one day, you do a whole season's work?
I do 13 weeks in one day, and then I do that again in October. That gives us 26 weeks, and you repeat it, and I have 52 shows for the year. So I'm on every week, and I work 2 days.
Well, no, but and you get terrible. Paid for a year?
I get paid for a year's work. I get paid each week as though I were on network television.
You mean there are no cue cards? No,
none at all. I don't have a cue card of any sort.
And you have 13 different segments at a time?
Yeah, and I just sit and do them one after the other.
All right, how long does it take to do 13 segments?
Well, I got to be really honest because we're good, honest amigos, but I did 13. I actually did 14 because they had a spare in case something went haywire. I did 14 segments. I did 8 what they call wild lines, the little quick deals they insert when things goof. I did a couple of promotional things that they use for the opening of the show when they show our pictures with the cast. And they backed the tape up and entered a new piece of tape, and they had to rebalance the color, and that took 12 minutes, and I was in the studio 48 minutes.
You're kidding.
Well, I did not have to reshoot one inch of film.
Well, now, what about the people who are sitting with you, like Grandpa Jones, Junior Samples, and Archie Campbell?
They will spend 2 weeks there.
Well, what about their reactions? Do they film their tape their reactions?
Oh, yeah, they tape all of that live with me as we go, and they're all sitting right around me. They've got 3 cameras at work, and they're shooting them and picking up their faces as we go. But the entire thing is shot like it is. But they did not redo one piece of film, one inch of tape, because of me.
Well,
and
how economical
we were through.
That is for you.
Well, and for them, you know.
Right, that's what I mean. Now, do you build up to a single joke or a laugh or a
well,
several?
A little example. I tell largely things that grow out of my church-related experience. One of them, I was talking about what it's like to sit on the old homemade church pews, and in fact, I think that's the segment you'll see this Saturday night. I said I grew up in little country churches sitting on old homemade church pews. They were made by men that specialized in chicken coops. They were about 14 feet long, had center divider support, and they had end pieces. The seat, the back were made out of occasional 1x2s. Between the 1x2s, you're on your own. You sat down on the pew.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to watch Miss Hawkins, the church heavy lady, who was on the other side of the center divider from you. She was a very large person, always sat close to the front, couldn't cross her legs, so she crossed her ankles. She couldn't roll her hose all the way up, so they stopped right under her kneecap. Looked like she was smuggling sausage. You had to watch her at all times because somewhere down in the service, this woman's going to get tired and change sides of her personality. And when she shifts her weight, you're into the pews all going to go, woo.
That now, takes, these guys are breaking up all the time,
that
and
takes,
the cameras...
That's right, and that takes 1 minute and 9 seconds, I think, to tell that one.
And that's it.
And they just laugh and go right on to another segment.
And so, they don't stop the tape at all?
Well, they stop the tape, and then they say, that's great, now let's do another one. So they say, okay, and then Grandpa introduces me again.
Here's, and what does he say?
He says, this is Hee Haw's very own Prime Minister of Humor, Reverence, with a T on it, Grady Nutt. And then everybody claps, and then I'm off. And I start doing my thing.
Now, you don't look at the camera particularly?
No, I'm talking to these guys, and they're taping me as I go.
Oh,
so
that's wonderful.
That's why it's just super, and it fits right into my whole makeup. And,
Grady, next month you and I are going to spend
two hours together. Milton, let me take a minute and congratulate you, and along with all these other good folks, tell you how pleased I am. Not only that you're celebrating 20 years tonight, but that you've been here 20 years. You're one of the most delightful friends I've ever known, and you're not pushy, and you're not arrogant, and you're comfortable, and you always make those of us who are part of your show feel very much at home and never put down, never looked down upon. You know exactly how to turn the people off that need to be turned off, but you really know how to turn on the people that like to be turned on, and I thank you. It's good to be part of your party, and it was great dip, especially the sheep dip and the kumquats. That was just terrific.
Thank you, Grady. How lovely. Grady Nutt, my guest. Hello, this is Metz.
Metz?
Yes.
Metz Amore.
That's right.
Milton, congratulations on your 27th anniversary, Milton.
Is this Wynn Elliott of CBS?
You have it right. It's not Hill Gale, although they came around the same time.
Wynn, I can't tell you, your call makes this program complete. I'm surrounded by people who mean something to me. We're having a gala here. I wish you were in the lobby with us.
Well, I can just see you there posing with a leotard where they used to have the fountain.
You've got a good memory. I'm about 10 feet from the fountain, but I am wearing a rather subdued dinner jacket at the moment, Wynn.
Well, Milton, I can't tell you, although I will go right ahead and do so, how happy I am to be with you on this anniversary. You're the only thing around Louisville that's been there longer than the Delta Queen.
Careful now. You're going to zing me next, aren't you?
No, Milton, you're the only thing that ever went up the Ohio with cattle.
Where are you calling from, Wynn?
I'm calling from my home, Mel.
I see.
Sure. When I heard that you were 27 years old, which would make you about the second kid in our family.
Yes, yes.
I said, wild horses, including Hill Gale, wouldn't keep me from calling you and saying hello and wishing you our best.
That's lovely of you. Listen, I have a compliment for you.
Really?
Really, I have, Wynn. I didn't know that you and I would be talking. But last week on my program, Paul Horning was sitting here with me, and he told me how lovely it was to be with you and your wife in Russia for a Spartacade.
Well, we had... I won't go so far as...
Hold
to
on
say,
a minute, Will.
I won't go so far as to say we had a wonderful time. I don't mean with Paul. It was great to have him and Angela there. Together, we had a ball, and I've thought about him frequently in case he's listening.
Well, it was very complimentary of you, and anybody who to know Wynn Elliott is to love him.
Oh, come on.
Listen, what project are you working on? Tell me, what are you doing for the network?
I just finished The Wonderful World of Baseball, which will play 20 times this coming weekend.
On our station.
Right.
And others across the CBS network.
I am preparing a World Series special that will play the night before the series. And then I'm off to wherever the World Series will be played, Milton.
That's terrific. I remember you always on those, and I look forward to seeing you soon again, when it was lovely of you to call me.
And may you have 27 more years.
Thank you, Wynn Elliott.
And all our best.
Best to you.
Good night.
Bye-bye, Wynn. That was Wynn Elliott of CBS. Hello, this is Metz. Come in, please.
Metz?
Yes.
This is NBC News in New York calling.
Is this the august president of NBC News, Bill Small?
It is indeed. How are you, Milton?
Bill, listen, I think it's very poetic. First of all, I'm touched that you called me, but you and I, this is something special, because 20 years ago, when this program came into being, you were news director here.
Yes.
And I never really talked to you about this, but somebody told me that when they were considering an MC for this program, as one of the executives, you were asked what you thought about my doing the program. Is there any truth to that?
As I told you then, Milton, it'll never last.
I do remember one thing, Bill. You told me that in the early days of the program, I never got the phone number right, and you said, for heaven's sakes, get that turkey to get the right number on the air. You remember that, though?
I never called you a turkey, though. Milton, I can't tell you how proud we all are of you. You've got a lot of friends out east, and those wonderful folks in the Louisville area have reason to share our pride. It's been a great broadcast, and it did indeed last, and I hope it lasts another 20 years.
Well, that means a lot to me as a professional, and as you embark on your career as president of NBC News, you have my and our very best wishes, and I'm deeply moved that you called me tonight.
Thank you, and give my love to Miriam and all those turkeys at WHA.
Listen, you have many turkey friends here. Say hello to Gish, Bill, and many thanks to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
That was nice. That was Bill Small, who was news director of WHAS, was then head of the Washington Bureau for CBS, then vice president of CBS, and now, in a surprise move, as president of NBC News, a WHAS graduate.
You are such a title dropper.
Well, I'm pleased to be associated with such people. Wayne Perkey's with me, and we'll continue. We'll see what we have on his mind right after this.
Oh, not him again. Hello, ladies.
Oh, hello yourself, Buster.
Yeah.
We come to Sam Bottinger Ford for a good deal on a new Ford.
What's it going to take to sell you ladies a car this time?
A cash rebate.
Cash rebate, got it.
A big discount off the sticker price.
Okay, got it.
And a big price. place for our trade-in.
Okay, got it. Now, wait a minute. What kind of car is that you're driving this time?
This car's originally owned by Barry Goldwater.
Oh.
Only gear it runs in is reverse.
No, don't tell me.
And only turns to the right.
Well, you put me on if you want, but it's Sam Pottinger Ford. See, we'll sell you a new car or truck during our giant 79 move in the Mount sale, and we'll bend over backwards to do it.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and what?
Bend over backwards. What? Here, we'll help you out. Yeah. Okay, now grab his neck.
Get your hands off me. Ladies, please.
Don't funny.
Look over our Thunderbirds, LTDs, trucks, Pintos, Mustangs. We're easier to buy from, easier to get to, and we want your business.
Yes, you're right when they say there's always something going on at Sam Pottinger Ford in Oxmoor Center.
The king of low prices.
Let me tell you about Auctions Unlimited, a full-service auction house run by Doug and Libby West, who've been serving buyers and customers all over the eastern United States for over 9 years. They're located at 4th and Oak in Old Louisville. Now, if you're liquidating an estate or moving into a smaller house or a condominium or redecorating, you want to sell some items. These people are experienced and they have professional people. The items will be transported to Auctions Unlimited at no charge. They have a complete professional inventory system. You'll get your check within 7 to 14 days. Now, if you want to buy some things, they have everything. You won't have any trouble finding what you want at one of the auctions at Auctions Unlimited. The important thing to remember is that Doug and Libby West offer professionalism, experience, and integrity. Look in the yellow pages under Auctions for Auctions Unlimited. They're located at 4th and Oak in Old Louisville, either for buying wonderful things or selling them. Auctions Unlimited.
Every morning, the number one DJ in Louisville who works for WHS is on with his cheery manner despite rain or snow or sleepiness or headache or insufficient sleep. And I'm pleased to have him as my friend, and he's joined me at the microphone here at WHS. And this is my friend, Wayne Perkey. I don't know what you have in store for. I don't know whether you're going to pull out a jack-in-the-box or what. You look lovely, I may say, tonight.
Well, aren't you nice to me? Thank you very much, Mr. Metz. I'd bring you greetings to my son, who once a month, my son Wayne, tells me to tell Mr. Metz, please, that you're his favorite radio personality in the whole wide world.
Excepting his dad, of
course. Oh, no. There's no qualification whatsoever, Mr. Metz. He just simply adores you. I find some things rather interesting. May I share an observation or two with you?
Okay.
I think that I find it interesting that in 20 years, you're the only person in the world I know who has accumulated more time with the telephone to his ear than the sum total of my entire three teenage daughters.
I never thought of that.
I think it's fascinating, Milton, that in 20 years of having special guests, governors, athletes, comedians like Bob Hope and people like that, listening to irate callers and some friends occasionally, that in 20 years you have never once stated an opinion on the air. I wonder if that means you don't have a mind of your own.
It could be. It could be my mind is entirely gone.
Is it a matter of there's so much dead time while you went to the phone to call Mimi to ask her what to say that you just never quite got around?
Now, you've hit upon it. You see, my wife is really the brains behind it.
Yeah.
Until I have consulted with her, I know nothing, including the time of day or what the weather is.
Aren't we lucky?
But you know her, and you know what a superior person she is.
Oh, listen, I think you probably understated the case.
I have opinions on most everything I discuss.
Do you really?
Yes,
is
I have.
Is that true?
But I do try to keep them to myself.
You don't feel as strong in your convictions as you might have us believe, Mr. Metz?
Well, I have convictions about things, but what good would it be if I came out here and used it? I mean, the station didn't hire me to give my opinions. They've got an editorial staff. I do, however,
well, it would be a little bit of a relief for the rest of us who have to listen all day to your...
I listen all day. As a matter of fact, and I hear you every day, and it's a pleasure to be on the same staff with you. I like the people that we have here. Burbank was on.
I agree.
Donovan was on.
Yes. But you're sure taking the sting out of my barbs.
I refuse to take offense tonight because everybody has been so nice to me.
I don't believe you.
I mean, people have sent flowers. They sent this big limo. They gave me cigars. They gave me champagne. You know, and I think tomorrow I'm going to have a letdown, but tonight I feel just simply super, Wayne, and I speak to you very sincerely. I have a high on, and I am so proud of working for this station and pleased that they saw fit to throw this nice party for me.
One of the nice things is, of course, that glow kind of genuinely goes through all of us, and we vicariously vicariously share that pleasure with you, Milton. And we're very proud of you, you know. I'm very pleased to be working with you. I bring you some special greetings. May I give them to you?
We have a telegram. Right?
Yes, I have indeed a telegram. It comes from Western Union and everything. To Mr. Milton Metz. Sorry I can't be there with you, but you played a part in helping me to become what I am today. Now I am old and retired. You are young and still going. So many more happy anniversaries. Hope to see you soon. Louisville's three-time champion, Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad? Yeah, it's really something.
I was only surprised it didn't rhyme.
Oh, that's right. He usually does. You know, the last time he was on the show, he'd been on this show about five times, and he's a great person. He says, Metz, I like your... He says, I like your show, I like your style, but until the fee gets better, I won't be here for a while.
And he hasn't been.
And he hasn't been.
He had wanted to be, but just could not get here, and tried to work out arrangements to make it, but just wasn't able to, and so sent it to you his very best regards. Metz, we're very proud of you, you know, and very pleased for you this on this special night.
Wayne,
you know?
It means a lot to hear you say that, and
I'm
we'll get
to
together and have dinner after the show.
Let's do that.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Wayne Perkey, so much. Metz here and... At 8:23, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary. Hope you'll stay with us after these messages.
The Louisville Orchestra announces the Yellowstone Super Pop Superstars season. Don't miss opening night with famed Academy Award winner Marvin Hamlisch with the chorus line The Way We Were and The Sting. This superstar sold every seat at his 1976 appearance. Enjoy Ferrati and Teicher, the most sought-after combination in show business. The sounds of Mason Williams and his bluegrass band. The ever-popular Letterman capped the season with their unforgettable harmonic style. Subscribe and save 25% or more. No price increases. Call the Louisville Orchestra today at 587-8681.
Hello, neighbor. There's a big grand opening going on at Louisville Home Federal, celebrating the new Beachmont neighborhood office at 4701 Southern Parkway. There'll be special prizes and refreshments at the new office, and all Louisville Home Federal offices will be celebrating with daily prizes and special offers through October 12th. Choose a Kodak Pleaser instant camera or a tiny business card size calculator for little or nothing with new savings deposits. Come on into Louisville Home Federal and say, hello, neighbor.
You know, it's no fun going to a convention in one of those large cities where they push and shove you around and you're lost in the crowd. That's why we want to tell you that for your next convention, you really should consider Louisville's Gauld House. Louisville is close to just about everywhere. It's noted for its hospitality and friendly approach to living. The Gauld House itself is a wonderful building overlooking the mighty Ohio River in downtown Louisville. It's just a short walk to the downtown shopping district, to entertainment and the arts. They have 24 meeting rooms, the largest holding 2,200 people, big enough to handle almost any crowd without crowding. 714 spacious rooms and 42 suites at the Gauld House. Three restaurants, including the mighty flagship, among the finest restaurants in town. Service at the Gauld House will make you feel important because you are. For your next convention, come to Louisville's Gauld House. Many associations do year after year. Call the Gauld House Sales Department, and they'll explain how they can help you or your association plan a convention, the Gauld House.
This is Milton Metz, and I hope you're joining me. I was saying enjoying, and I hope you are enjoying our celebration of our 20th anniversary. In reality, of course, the 20th anniversary, to be exact, would have been in July, but a lot of people are on vacations, including not only in the audience, but at the station, too, and so they said, would you like to have the celebration in the fall, or at least late summer, and I was delighted. The WHS has thrown a nice party in the lobby. People are circulating around and having some hors d'oeuvres and some soft drinks and champagne. And they've invited some of my friends and some of the friends of the station to call in. And it's been a very nice evening for me. And I hope it hasn't been too much self-directed so that it wouldn't be of interest to you. It's very moving to me, and I'd like you to share in with me this experience with my friends. One of whom is sitting with me right now. He's a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. He's beloved by many people. I've never seen him in a moment of anger, and only in moments of amiability and cheeriness. And that's the one only musician, Pee Wee King, who is here with me, who drove all the way from Nashville, I understand, to come here. He had some sickness in his family. There he is. What are you smiling? You always got a smile on your face.
Well, Milt, I drove in the rain, and you have entertained me as you usually do. No matter what part of the country I happen to be in, I turn on HES when you're on. And I can speak on behalf of many Louisvillians who travel. It makes you feel good when you got somebody from home right on your radio listening to them, what's going on. And remember when I called you many years ago from Caribou, Maine, and I said, you really want to know what the weather's like? I'm playing the Army Air Base up here, and it is colder than...
That's right. That's when I was the station's TV weatherman, and I would sign off by giving the temperature in Caribou. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Do you remember the name of the county in which Caribou, Maine is located?
I do
not. It's a very funny one.
No.
It's called... Aroostook County. Isn't that funny? Now, it's noted for two things, I think, Pee-wee. One is extremely cold in the winter, and it's a great potato-producing community, too. Did you know that?
Well, I guess that's the reason they give you potatoes when you order a lemon pie. They give you potatoes as a side
dish. That's part of it. What are you working on now?
Oh, well, we're going to do the National Truck Show Saturday night. Which,
this is Truck Week.
Yes.
And we had the Queen of the Road on our AMLA TV program today. Very lovely truck driver, all female.
I'll get to meet her Saturday night then.
Yes.
Got a big cast. And I want to be one of the many of your friends who come share your 20th anniversary. You know, in music business, whether you're a writer or whether you're an artist or a recording artist, if you have a hit record, they give you, or a gold record, they give you a gold record when you, you know, sell a million. And for me, I don't know what you're supposed to get for 20 years, but if it were me, I'd give you a platinum record.
Pee-wee, that's very nice of you to say that, because you're not unfamiliar with gold records. You've got a few yourself. I don't know, but this party is good enough for me, probably too good for me, and I thank you very much.
Thank you, Milt.
It's good of you. You and I have done many programs, and I look forward to us doing one soon again.
God bless you.
Thank you, Pee-wee King. Matt's here. We'll return after this.
Go Big Blue!
This is Kaywood Leonard. For the real Wildcat fan, WHAS Radio now has personalized bumper stickers. For your personalized University of Kentucky WHAS Cat Fan bumper sticker, send $1 to Cat Fan, WHAS Radio, Box 1084, Louisville, Kentucky 40201. Be sure to include your name, address, and the exact name you want printed. That's $1 to Cat Fan, WHAS Radio, Box 1084, Louisville. Only from your UK connection, WHAS 84.
If you're looking for fast, affordable, professional dentistry, you've come to the right place. I want to tell you about Associated Dentists, who now feature affordable dental services faster than ever. In many cases, as I've been telling you, Associated Dentists can give you 24-hour denture and reline services, primarily because Associated Dentists now has full laboratory facilities at their office. They're located in Shively. Their number is 448-7510. I'll repeat it a little bit later on. But what this means is that your dentures will be ready just 24 hours after your examination at an extremely reasonable cost. The dentists and Associated Dentists give you a thorough dental exam free to determine your exact dental needs. Now, a standard denture costs only $112, $224 a complete set. A characterized denture in the natural look is only $149, $298 a set. For professional and economical dental care, it's Associated Dentists with offices in Shively. Call 448-7510.
This is Milton. This is 8:30, and we have a half hour to go. And those of you who may not be familiar with the program, ordinarily it's a phone-in program, and we have a particular topic, generally of a controversial nature or something funny or silly or serious, and we propose a question and we invite you to call in. But the station suggested that tonight, being the 20th anniversary of this phone-in program, we would just talk with some of our friends and associates and colleagues and have some taped comments of people who are nice enough to call in and say nice things about the program and have some out-of-town calls. And we're having a little celebration here. I'm sorry we couldn't invite all of you to it, but they're having a little party here at the station. It's taking place in the lobby of this lovely building. And I'm joined now with an old-time friend, the WHAS news director, Glenn Baston, who, like so many of the others who are here tonight, is and unseen by your eyes because it's radio, but in a tuxedo. And it's a very dressy and nice, warm event for me. Glenn, welcome. I appreciate your coming.
Thank you. You know the gentleman that John Jury referred to in his letter? I'm him.
All right, we have to... Sorry, they told me I have to take this phone call. Hello, Matt's here. Hello, this is Matt's. We've got a long-distance call coming in. Hello? We're getting a little feedback. All right, we'll try it again a little bit later on, shall we?
Yeah, go back.
Okay, Glenn, I may have to interrupt you because they've signaled me. Apparently somebody's calling from out of town. But what was that reference to John Jory's letter?
Didn't he make a mention that there had to be some guy somewhere that disliked you?
Wait a minute, I've got the letter here, and I'm going to say that because if you're going to insult me, I want to get the expression. It says, there must be somebody who doesn't like you, but they obviously don't know how to use the phone. Oh.
No, that is, in my case, Milton, I think the case of everybody on staff here, very far from the truth. You know, I refer to you as Mr. Metz when you and I are talking individually or when I'm referring to
you. I always wondered why you call me Mr.
And
Metz.
And I do that because I respect you.
Yeah.
You're one of the reasons I work here.
That's very nice.
And I've always wanted to.
Well, Glenn, I know you. We don't want to get maudlin about this, but this is a very nice place to work. There are a lot of very classy people here, and I thank you very much for your good wishes.
Well, your phone call is coming through.
All right. Have we got a call? Excuse me, Glenn. Hello, Metz here.
Milton, this is Julian Carroll.
Governor!
How are you tonight, friend?
I heard you were out of town, out of the state.
Milton, I am. I am speaking to you from Washington, D.C. You know, I find occasion to carry on the business of the people of Kentucky from the nation's capital quite often. And tonight really is a special night here, as well as a special night for Milton Metz in Kentucky. We are here for the Kentucky Society night. They're, of course, a group of Kentuckians who really love their state so much have formed an organization in Washington called the Kentucky Society, as you well know.
I've heard of it. It's one of the great ones around.
It is indeed. And tonight we're having the presentation of the Book of Job.
Oh, yes.
And all the players are here, and they're really, it's for the purpose of a fundraising drive. They're going to Europe and play the Kentucky Book of Job all over Europe. But, Milton, I could not let the evening go by, even though I was out of the state on business for the people of the state, without calling and extending my personal congratulations to the institution of Milton Metz.
Julian, that's very nice of you. As a matter of fact, you were in the news today. I think were you consulting or testifying?
When I'm here, I have a packed schedule, of course, and I testified this morning on the president's energy program. You know, I'm serve as chairman of a national energy grouping of local governments and county governments, city governments, legislators, mayors, and governors. And indeed, that was part of my schedule for the day. But I really, the other morning when I heard that the show was going to be on tonight, even though you really had your 20th year sometime earlier this summer, you're celebrating it tonight. And Milton, I really did genuinely want to call and extend my personal congratulations to you. You really have been of tremendous service to the industry. You've been a great Kentuckian. And just like our great friend Joe Creason, you know, you've left your mark on Kentucky, and you've got so many years left in which you can be of great service to the people. I know it's going to be an exciting future for you, even though 20 years have passed, and I look forward to being just a citizen. And I might pick up the phone sometime, Milton, and call and give my opinion as a citizen of Kentucky.
Can I count on that?
You sure can.
Listen,
friend.
I remember you were good enough to come in person because you were in the state and to come to my 17th, and that was anniversary, and it was good of you to remember me tonight, Governor.
Well, I was happy to do so, and the people of Kentucky have great respect for your judgment. You've got a great show, and I congratulate you and WHAS, and indeed that's one of the finest radio stations in America.
Thank you, Governor, very much.
Well, have a great evening, and get ready to start your second 20.
I am on my way.
Thank you, Fred.
Bye-bye, Jim.
Good night from Washington.
Thank you, sir. That's very nice of the governor to call from Washington. It's 8:36. This is Metz on our 20th anniversary of the phone-in program, and we'll have more after this.
One higher mileage? Come to Dodge. Chrysler Corporation is number one in gasoline mileage of the big three. That's based on projected 1979 corporate average fuel economy ratings and includes our subcompacts, compacts, intermediates, and full-size vehicles. And now, Chrysler Corporation announces a $400 rebate Come see your Dodge dealer. Make your best deal, and Chrysler Corporation will top it with a $400 check sent directly to you. Get a Dodge Diplomat, get a check. Get a Dodge St. Regis, get a check. Get a Magnum, get an Aspen, get a Dodge van or a full-size pickup, and get a $400 check sent directly to you. Come see your Dodge dealer. Get a car, get a check. Get a van, get a check. Get a truck, get a check. Come to Dodge and check it out.
Come to Vissing's Dodge, 115 Eastern Boulevard, Jeffersonville, before September 30th and find out about the $400 cash rebate from Chrysler Corporation.
The Committee for a Responsible Fiscal Court is paying for this message.
This fall, Carl Brown and Dr. Bill Creech are running as a team for county commissioners. Who will you vote for?
I'm voting for Carl Brown and Bill Creech because I like what they're saying.
I usually vote Democrat, but I can't support Hartledge. Brown and Creech have my vote.
No question about it. Carl Brown and Bill Creech.
I'm voting for Carl Brown and Bill Creech because we deserve the best.
When you vote for county commissioners, vote for Progress Through Cooperation, Carl Brown and Bill Creech.
This is Milton Metz, and I have been in radio for a long time, and I've learned to appreciate people who have good voices and good delivery. There's nobody better than that than the man who's with me now, and he's John Polk, who is a producing announcer for this station and does much air work. He's the man that many national and regional sponsors hire because he has such strong vocal cords. But I like him so much because he's such a loose individual. He's very informal. If you work in a radio station, that's one of the pleasures of it. You don't have to wear a three-piece suit. People don't judge you by what you wear. So John is just the opposite. He is a very loose individual. He has a beard, has long hair. He wears a T-shirt, and he wears blue jeans. And tonight is the first time in all the years I've known him that he's absolutely magnificently arrayed in a dinner jacket and a tuxedo. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't think you ought to work in anything else but that, John.
Let me tell you, Milton, this is at the same time one of the greatest and one of the worst moments of my life. And I've had some bad moments doing your show when you're on vacation.
Oh, you've done my show. That's right, you have.
Of course I have. I've probably done it more in the past 3 years than anyone.
Yes.
When you're on vacation, when you're taking a day off,
it is.
You don't feel good.
It's a chancy job, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. Sometimes I don't know how to handle your listeners, but after a few, I've...
Well, John, it's you've had a lot of experience in radio, but I think a lot of people have the impression that you just say, phone me, you say hello, people talk, you say goodbye, and you say hello, and someone else calls. But there's more to it than that.
Absolutely. Nobody handles it better than you do.
Well, and I like know. It, you know, but it is a tough job. How do you like the party tonight? Are they treating you well?
Well, the champagne is fine. The food is good, and the people are great, and I enjoyed listening to Walter Cronkite.
Wasn't that a thrill
to
have Walter Cronkite? He just finished his CBS newscast, and he called me. You know, I'm really thrilled by it. I mean, he is the best-known voice in journalism today, and to think that he called me humbles me no end.
I think you and Walter are a lot alike. I think your personalities are very similar. Am I patting you on the back enough?
Yeah, I wouldn't put myself in his league. But I'm pleased to be on the receiving end of a phone call from
you. Well, you know, Milton, it's a lot of fun doing your show whenever I get the chance to, you know, to sit in for you. You know, one of the great things about doing your show is that you never know what's going to happen next.
That's what I was going to say. You know, a lot of things in radio are scripted. We have a log.
Sure,
we know that every 8 minutes a commercial is going to happen, news, you're going to do weather. But when you do a phone-in show, you don't know how serious the person is who calls. You don't know whether they're going to... Mm-hmm. try to joke with you. You don't know whether they're going to cry or laugh. And that's what makes it exciting. But it's also a little bit dangerous, too.
I'll have you know, Milton, that the first time I did your show, I must have spent 3 hours in preparation. I went to the library. I read all the newspapers. I knew everything about my subject. And the very first caller stumped me.
And that's what happened. That's good.
It's been a pleasure, Milton.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. John Polk is our guest and frequent substitute for me on this program. I've got Carl Shannon on the line here.
Hello, Milton.
Hello, Carl. Where are you?
I'm in the control room.
Carl Shannon is one of our members who has broken his ankle and is walking around in a cast and is operating in his tuxedo a combo. Now, how are you, Bubby?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. You?
Listen, it's very nice of you to be with me tonight, and I'm sorry that you have a cast. I want you to know that this fella next to me is wearing a contradiction in terms. Bill Cody is here. He's wearing a tuxedo, and he's wearing a Texas Cowboys hat. I don't know. Bill, what is the makeup of the... Why are you wearing these strange things?
I don't know. This is just the way it happened. Though.
Milton, the truth is that Bill didn't wear any socks today. And notice his feet.
I had on white socks. I mean, all guys who wear boots wear white socks.
Not me.
And I come strolling in here, and I get the black shoes to go with the tuxedo, and I have white socks, but no dark socks, Milton, to go with my...
Well, Van Johnson always wore red socks with a dinner, with a tuxedo.
With a black tuxedo?
Too. Yeah, sure. That's the latest thing.
I never
thing.
Thought about that.
Listen, it's great of you guys to be on the program, and I enjoy being associated with Bill Cody and you, Carl Shannon, who's on the other side of the soundproof window. Thank you, Carl, very much.
Thank you, Milton. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Working with you for the last couple of years, pushing buttons for you and stuff and helping you out. And it's been, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that it's all over with, but it's,
no,
you know,
I'm
I look
not
forward.
Dead yet, Carl.
I look forward to many more years working with you, Milton.
Stay with me, Carl.
I'll try.
Righto. One of my longtime friends here and an invaluable persona here at WHS is now at the microphone, and he's Larry Pohl. He's our music librarian. He's formerly in charge of traffic. And is one of the stalwart employees of WHS. Now, what have you got to say, Larry? Come on, you're one of the quietest guys I know, and I want you to come up. I know you don't have much to say, but make it worth something.
Well, if you keep a low profile, Milton, after all these years, I've never met a better fella than you. And I sure appreciate the years that we worked together, and I hope we can do another 20 years, but I doubt if we can make it.
Well, I'm going to try. I thought
I'm going to try,
I didn't expect you to be serious with me, Larry. I don't know how to handle that, but I thank you very much. Turn it around. I've got the mic on the wrong way.
Mic on the wrong way.
Larry, thank you very much.
Milton, it's sure been nice to know you.
I'm not leaving, Larry.
No.
They're going to have to drive me away with sticks to get rid of me. Thank you, old friend. Larry Pohl, I hope that you will enjoy talking with some of my old friends. Some people you may not know are behind the microphones. The person probably I'm more beholden to than anybody in the world, and the person I love more than anyone in the whole world, and whom I rely on more than anyone in the whole world, is my beloved wife, Miriam. I don't want to be syrupy and maudlin about it, but Mimi is sitting here next to me. And it just wouldn't be an event unless she shared it with me. And I'm so pleased that she and my wonderful son, Perry, are here. They picked us up in a limo, honey. And I don't know what the neighbors are going to think. They came in this block-long limo, and they hopped out with chauffeurs and caps on and champagne.
Oh, it was wonderful. I enjoyed it. I think you deserve it. But... I really want to ask you, when are you going to get a 9-to-5 job like everybody else?
That's right. And when are your family going to accept me as a real true son-in-law, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. But these have been good years. I've enjoyed the program myself. And
sometimes you work on it yourself.
Sometimes I do.
Listen, you don't. I never know whether you're listening to the program or not. Now, a lot of people are listening in and they want to say, do you think Metz's wife listens to his program? How could she stand it after all these years?
Sometimes she listens. And sometimes, very infrequently, she has called, you know. Once what? You didn't even know that it was I on the phone.
Were you the one that sent me that Valentine saying, I love you, Metz?
Absolutely, absolutely. But congratulations. It's been lovely. And I think I wish for another 20.
That's very nice.
Another 20.
Who's that fellow standing there next to you?
Firstborn, Perry.
Give him the microphone there. I want you to, as long as over. This is our son, Perry, who is visiting. And listen, pal, I don't know about this. Do you think the management's going to make me pay for this party? That's what I want to know.
If they do, I'm worried, because I know who will get the bill from you.
Well, some of you're working. You've got to do it.
I drove like a madman to get here, and I think the only reason you didn't want me here was that this show is only a little bit older than I am, and that kind of gives me the willies.
Well, listen, I thank you for coming, and none of this would mean anything to me, Perry, unless you and your mother were here, and I thank you. It's a lovely evening, and I hope that people don't mind that we're a little personal on our program.
I don't think they will. We listened to the first one, and we've listened to quite a few in between, and I congratulate you.
Thank you very much, son. This is Metz. It's 13 minutes to 9, and we'll continue after this.
Gann's Furniture Factory makes it for you. At 18th and Portland, there's a world of furniture value waiting for you from Gann's Furniture. They sell fine, upholstered love seats, sofas, and chairs at a fraction of the price you'd pay direct from a retail dealer. And it's all made by craftsmen right in their factory at 1800 Portland. You're invited to come take the Gann's Furniture Factory tour, and you'll see how fine furniture is made from building the frame right through to the finished upholstered product. Now, they make custom order furniture, too. You just bring in a picture, and they can build the piece you want to your specifications. Hundreds of fabric samples to choose from, or supply your own fabric. Custom reupholstering, too. You call 778-2718 or drop by Gann's Furniture, G-A-N-S, Gann's Furniture, 1800 Portland Avenue. Now, their sign is easily visible at the 22nd Street exit of I-64. Master charge or Visa accepted, or credit terms available. Remember, Gann's Furniture Factory makes it for you.
It's Telescore 84. Every Saturday afternoon, Wayne Perkey and Paul Rogers bring you highlights of UK football, collegiate football results from around the country, and Kentuckiana high school scores, interviews with local and regional coaches, and answers to your phone-in questions. Let Kaywood call it with UK Wildcat football, and hear all the scores with Telescore 84, right here on 84 WHAS.
Well, El Mezzo, it's been quite an evening. It's been quite an evening for you here.
Yes, it has.
I don't know what all the hubbub is about, but it must be something exciting, and I'm looking forward to finding out myself. I'm Jerry David Malloy, back with you on the Mets Here program as we celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Mets Here show. And, Milton, we've got a few little goodies here for you. We want to begin by presenting you with a microphone.
You're kidding.
Everybody should have at least one. Now, take a look at that.
That's the world's oldest, isn't it?
That is an all-tech microphone.
What's this called?
That's called a microphone. I would like to introduce you to it. I brought that by John Polk. You were talking with John a few minutes ago on the air. John Polk is our production director. He said that's still one of the finest microphones ever made right there. But it has the WHAS logo as years ago. It's about 30 years old. It's the kind of thing you cannot buy today, and we thought you would like to have it.
You mean I may keep this mic?
You may keep it. Until the program's over, then we'll give it to the guy.
The next guy.
No, you,
that's very
that's
nice.
That's to you.
Well, it's got the WHS logo, and it is a microphone I probably have spoken on a few.
Yes, you have.
Dozen times.
As well as people like Tom, Cactus Tom Brooks, Foster Brooks, and the many others through the years.
I hadn't realized how heavy they were, Jerry.
It's a good thing we don't have to lug those around now, right?
It's
much nicer.
That's really a lovely memento.
Thank
you very much.
You're welcome. Now, we have a few other things. The next little presentation we'd like to make on the Mets here 20th celebration tonight will be done by our general sales manager at WHS Radio, and that's Jim Topmiller. Jim?
Thank you, Jerry. Anybody who sustains 20 years of anything in broadcasting has to be a special individual. And, of course, we all know Milton is just that. So we want to express our gratitude and on behalf of all of the people all over the country who have participated in his program and have listened and have called in and have built the program to the level that we enjoy today. Milton, we're going to offer you a trip to Anchorage, Alaska.
One way?
This is an all-expense-paid trip to Anchorage, transportation by way of the fastest dog sled. The accommodations will be at the air-conditioned comfort of one of Alaska's finest hotels. And this will be the Anchorage, the Hilton Igloo. Meals will be included: sautéed whale steaks, crisp bacon from grizzly bears, and fresh salad just picked from the tundra.
Oh, yes.
Now, you know what the tundra is.
Yes,
the pipeline went across the tundra.
It's near Siberia there, I think, isn't it?
The entertainment nightly, and you'll be exposed to the entertainment furnished by the Eskimo Polar Singers, whose theme song is Cold, Cold Heart. Now, to be a little serious, Milt, excuse me.
You mean I don't get that trip?
In July of 1959, nobody knew what was in store for this program. There were a lot of skeptics and critics in our organization, but now that has dissolved, and we hope the program continues for another 20 years. But in case it doesn't, in the meantime, you and your lovely better half will be taking a 7-day cruise, not on the ship that President Carter was on, but the better half of that company called the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, wow.
Milt, you will fly to New Orleans, Louisiana, and it will be a luxurious 7-day cruise called the Deep South Cruise. You'll be there 7 days and 7 nights aboard the Mississippi Queen. Dining will be an experience you'll never forget. The ports of call would include the historic river towns, the famous plantations, restored to the height of their glory. You'll also visit the National History Museum, built in 1822, completely restored and open to the public. And you'll return to New Orleans 7 days later, and you'll fly back to Louisville. And we're delighted and happy, pleased and honored, and you deserve it. 20 years and the Mississippi Queen.
You know,
you'll never be outside of land. You only won't get seasick on this tour.
Jimmy, I can't tell you how much I'm moved by this. The party alone was enough that all of you turned out and all my friends came here and so many nice people called me. But then, for all of you, and Bill Campbell and Jerry David Malloy and you, Jim Topmiller, and the whole station, and Barry Bingham and Bob Morse, who's home ill, who's our general manager, to give us. And I want to tell you something about the
press. But wait, Milton. But wait. We haven't finished.
You sound like Ralph Edwards.
Well, this is your life. Well, we do have a couple of other things we'd like to say to you, Milton. And to do that, I've asked our general manager of our radio station, Mr. Bill Campbell, to make a little presentation, too. Bill?
Thanks, J.D. And I'd like to underline the fact that Bob Morse wanted to be here, and he is ill. And but I'm kind of lucky he's not here because I get to make more than one presentation, Milt. Everybody, I have here a caricature of El Mezzo. And a few of us have signed it, and we'd like all of you here to please sign it before you go. And hopefully he can take it home, and over the next 20 years the show can read it. You know, the great thing about my job is every once in a while I get the chance to talk, get on the radio with the guys with the talent. Because the guys without the talent wind up running radio stations, and the guys with the talent wind up doing the shows. And anyway, one of the things we're up to now, as you may know, you may have heard, is we're building some new studios here in at WHAS. And one of the guys that's kept this place going for a long time is Milton Metz. And to show him that we're planning on running this show for quite a while, we're building the Metz studio in there, and from here on in, that will be known as a Metz studio.
Oh.
They're plotting the plaque that's going to go on the studio. It'll be there forever as we build it, and Milt's show will originate from the Met studio. That'll probably be sometime towards the new year, and it will be herein known as the Met studio. And to take home, Milton, we have a facsimile, I can describe it here, of the Met studio plaque that'll appear on your studio, and you may take this one home. The other one you get to see every day when you show up for work. Thanks an awful lot for showing up for work. And I'd like to make another comment You notice Jim Topmiller did a nice commercial for his pals that own the boat. And guys like Jim Topmiller and I have made a pretty good living because guys like you show up to the Met studio.
I can't tell you. I'm overcome. And I want to thank you, Bill. My cup runneth over, and it's just the greatest night of my life to have worked and to be working for such a wonderful organization and with such lovely people. And for a guy who talks a lot, I really, I know we've got 2 minutes, but I don't think I've got 2 minutes of talk left.
That's called vamping, Milt.
I can't handle it, I think, but it's just too much for me, and I thank you very, very
much. Well, a lot of us have been talking, and all of our people, Wayne and Gary and all our folks, we talk about the guys that have started a little bit before we did. And if it wasn't for guys like you, guys like me, and I guess the rest of us wouldn't have jobs. Milt, you came through radio, you came through rock and roll, you came through disco. What's next?
I think I'm going back to with those two cans tied together with a string where people talk to each other that way. I have had a great time, and through it all, this program has succeeded only because of the people who are listening tonight who have seen fit to call in to listen and to call in and send their subjects. To them all, my heartfelt thanks, and to all of you very much for remembering me with these wonderful gifts you have given me, but more of all, the great support you have shown me by coming here tonight, by saying these nice things to me. You have shamelessly spoiled me. I accept it, and I love every minute of it. I treasure it to the end of my days, and I thank you very, very
much. And Milton, before we go, we got to say something. This show has been produced and put together by a young man who's got a sensational career ahead of him, and that's Mark Strauss, and he's done a sensational job. And you're going to hear the name Mark Strauss in the future. He's going to one of the largest advertising, probably the largest advertising agency in Kentucky now. We're really sorry to lose him. But Mark put this together, and this is really a fine job. Jerry David?
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Milton. And thank you all for showing up tonight. It's been a special evening for all of us at WHAS. And as we began tonight, we said the thing that makes, I guess, WHAS Radio, and I didn't mean for this to turn out to be a pat on the back for WHAS Radio. It was pat on the back for Milton Metz. But what it all means is just what Metz said. El Metzel says it's the people who call this show, the people who listen to it, the people who are in Kentucky, southern Indiana, and this particular show throughout the nation, with over 40 states responding nightly on this program to the various topics. For 20 years, Milton has captured the pulse of what's going on in Kentucky and America. We expect that to happen for the next 20 years on this radio station. We want to thank you all for being here tonight. We thank you all for listening. And we hope you'll be with us for another 20 years with Metz here.
Kentucky Wildcats take on the Maryland Terrapins. Hello, everybody. This is Kaywood Ledford with your invitation to join me for all the action Saturday at 12:40 right here on WHAS Louisville.
CBS News, another high-level meeting over the U.S.-Soviet dispute about Russian troops in Cuba. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Secretary of State Vance and Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko met in New York today for 3.5 hours to discuss the issue. Neither diplomat gave any hint of progress toward resolving the impasse.